to the first episode of Igniting Hearts with Benjamin and Tara Dietrich. We're so excited to be here with you.
Hi, everyone.
So today we're going to talk about faith. This is a season where God is calling us to stretch ourselves in faith, mm-hmm. to access a deeper level of faith. And we're going to kick it off by Tara sharing about a really important dream that she had.
Yeah, so I'm so excited to share this with everyone. It's something that the Lord gave me personally in a dream about 8 months ago. I woke up and the Lord showed me in a dream in the middle of the night, just walking through this hard, difficult season. There was a house in the middle of what I can only describe as a swamp. And the Lord was basically telling me, go into this house. This is your house. This is your new house for this new season. And so as I walked into this house and I was examining it, and you know, it was a brand new home, and I walked into the master bedroom, and it was the largest master bedroom that I've ever been in. The first few couple of houses that we lived in, Benjamin, when we, you know, were married for the first few years, our bedrooms were so tiny.
Tiny.
You'd like squeezed by the bed and the dresser and all of that. And then our bathrooms were even tinier. So, so I just remember in the dream, I was just basically in awe of this master bedroom. And the Lord told me so clearly. I just felt like I heard the audible voice of the Lord in this dream. He said, give faith the master bedroom.
Wow.
And I woke up. And I just know that the Lord was sharing with me in that moment. Faith is our daughter. Faith mm-hmm. is our oldest of three beautiful daughters. She's 10 years old. So, of course, in the natural, I was like, what? But I knew, obviously, that the Lord was speaking to us in that moment of our faith in the mm-hmm. Lord. And he was saying, give faith. Give your faith the master bedroom of the house.
Wow. So, wow. I'm sure that our daughter would be very happy with that.
Yeah, you know, I bet she would.
Has that personality. We finally get a big bedroom and it's it's going to our daughter. But it's amazing that one of the things that I really got out of this dream, I thought it was a really important dream, a really strategic dream, was that like faith occupied the biggest room in the house.
Yeah.
We can think of our hearts as a house. Even Jesus described the hearts of men as a house when he talked about deliverance. And he said that when a demon is cast out, it goes through arid places and it comes back to its place that it inhabited and it sees all the rooms well swept and all of that. And so, you know, a house can be a really good analogy for our hearts.
Yeah,
and we're talking today about igniting hearts. That's the overarching theme of this entire podcast. And as our hearts are ignited, our hearts have to be ignited first in the place of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Everything begins in the place of faith. Tara, what's one thing in your life that faith has to speak to right now in this moment in your life?
Well, I would definitely speak to when I had the dream, we were entering into a new season as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was the unknown. It was literally going into new terrain, a new territory, someplace even in the natural that we've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're stepping into the unknown, or if you're stepping into a new season, you have to have faith, especially for things that you don't expect. Faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, the
mm-hmm.
things unseen. We have
mm-hmm.
to have faith to trust the Lord in that place. And that very much was where we were at in that season that I was having the dream that the Lord was saying, okay, I am taking you into a new space, a new territory, a new home, quote unquote,
right.
And you have to let faith occupy the largest part of that space. And so I would say this season of our lives, you know, this new season that we've entered into as we've launched, it's been a big step of faith, just walking with the Lord. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. You know, and I think about what you said about faith occupying the biggest place. Sometimes faith isn't what occupies the biggest place of our hearts. You know, whenever God calls us to something new, my daughters are into me reading to them. You've seen me doing it with them several days in a row. I'm reading my oldest daughter the C.S. Lewis books, the Narnia books, and she's really getting into those. And then Lily, our second oldest daughter, who's 8, is really into the Laura Ingalls Wilder books right now, The Little House on the Prairie. And I've really actually been moved as I've been reading both of these to our kids, and specifically the Laura Ingalls Wilder one. one, because they had this beautiful life and this beautiful home in the woods, a log cabin in Wisconsin. They had family, they had friends, everything that they needed. But the father wasn't content. Mm. He wanted to seek something that was better out west. And so the first several chapters of this book are all about them going west. And the mother's a little bit trepidatious, and the kids are worried, and there's different challenges that arise along the way. But they're on a journey, and they're on a journey of faith. At that time, there was no internet, there was no Google, there was no Apple Maps, there was nothing to guide them other than the stars and maybe some rudimentary maps, but really the West hadn't even really been explored right. at that time. And so they were going on faith. Mm-hmm. And it talks about some of their struggles, some of their doubts, some of their fears, some of their anxieties. And we all go through that. We all go through doubts and fears and anxieties as we're going to the place that God shows us.
So
and every
true.
One of us listening to this, yeah. there's a place that God has showed us, whether it's an actual place you're moving to or whether it's a place you're going to in the spirit, that your heart has to be occupied. The biggest space of your heart, the place of authority, the seat of authority, has to be occupied by faith, because there's so many other things that want to occupy it. And I think as we go on that journey with the Lord, we're going to have those challenges. We're going to have those bumps along the way. We're going to have different difficulties. But if we have faith that where we're going is better than where we are, there's that fire in our hearts that can get us from where we are to where we're going.
That's so true. And can I just ask you a question in
yeah.
this space? So the thing that comes to my mind is, like you said, sometimes we don't give faith the largest room in our hearts. Sometimes right. faith isn't occupying that place. So for those of you out there who might be saying, you know, I definitely want to have faith, but I don't feel it in this moment. Benjamin, what would you say to people who are in that place of saying, how do I give faith the largest room?
Yeah, I think confidence has so much to do with it. There's a confidence in ourselves that can be good. We're called to be confident. The Bible even says, don't cast off your confidence. But then there's confidence in the Lord. Even faith, the word faith in the New Testament Greek, it's the word pistis, and it means confident assurance. Confident assurance. It's like when one of our kids jumps to us, like Sophia yeah. was jumping to me from the edge of the pool into the pool the other day. She had confident assurance that I would catch her.
Right.
If I had not caught her, she could have floated away or drowned or whatever, been hurt, whatever. But she had confidence assurance that I was going to catch her, that I was going to be there when she took that leap. And I think for us, we have the Father of Fathers. We have the Lord of Lords. We have the King of Kings. We have a Father, a Creator that is so much better than I could ever be.
It's
you
so
know,
good.
Even if I was the perfect Father, which I'm not, of course. But sometimes He says, take this leap of faith, move forward, keep advancing. And what I've called you to do, but we don't take the leap because we don't have confidence. Not only do we not have confidence in ourselves, but we don't have confidence in the Lord. And so for the person who is kind of teetering on the edge, wondering about certain things, anxieties, fears, depression, kind of clouding the space of their heart where faith is not yeah. occupying the space, I would say let heavenly confidence come into you right now, even as you listen to this. Let there be an impartation
yes,
of
sir.
The confidence of the Lord, even as you listen to this, that faith would fill your heart, and not a confidence and an arrogance in the strength of men. The Bible says it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. So let that Spirit of the Lord rise up inside of you. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let that rise up inside of you and fill you with confident assurance that your Father is there
Amen.
And He's going to catch you
Amen.
As you take that leap of faith.
So good.
What would be something for you right now that you're trying to find confident assurance in concerning the Lord and something He's called you to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say stepping out in confidence that who I am in Jesus matters, that my identity in Him matters.
Mm-hmm.
And being a mom of three girls, and my sink can be filled with dishes at times, you know, the house can be a mess, all of that. And you just sometimes feel like lost in the midst of it. You feel like, oh gosh, like, is Tara even here anymore? I just feel like a mommy that's sweaty, hasn't showered for days, you know, and just getting pulled at from every angle. I know you can relate as a daddy, but sometimes I feel like, who am I? What is my identity? And the Lord has been just showing me how much I matter in this season, and who Tara is matters, and who your voice is matters. And to be able to wake up early in the morning and have quiet time with him, and just even in those small moments, I matter.
Right. And we do matter to the Lord. We matter so much to the Lord. And you gave the analogy of being a mom and being a wife and having this and that. And basically what I heard when you were saying those things was that you feel lost in the mundane sometimes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everybody listening can feel that way.
Yeah.
Like whether you're a lawyer or a doctor, or whether you're a mechanic, or whether you're a teacher, or whether you work at a grocery store, wherever you work, whatever your vocation is, maybe you are retired and you're at home and you're wondering what the next step of your life is as a retiree. You had a career, but now that's over, and now you're trying to find your way in a new season of your life. Sometimes we do feel like we get lost in the mundane. But I think what you said really matters, that you matter, because you matter to God. Those of you listening today, you matter to God. Your life matters to God. You are not insignificant. You are not a throwaway. You are not a failure. You may feel like certain things in your life have failed, but that doesn't make you a failure. And I just want that confident assurance to arise in your heart.
Lord.
I want that confident assurance to arise in you that you can fulfill everything that God has called you to fulfill. The Bible says that not one word of the Lord returns void. And there are words, I'm feeling this prophetically even, there are words that God has spoken to many of you who are listening, and you feel like they have returned void. You feel like they've fallen into the ground and died, and nothing has come of them. But the Lord says, let confident assurance, let faith arise in your heart, even as you listen to this, that you matter because you matter to God. And the words that he has spoken over your life, they are true, and you may feel swallowed up by the mundane, but it cannot overcome you because there's destiny bubbling up under the surface, even on the inside of you. We say, let your heart be ignited in faith.
Yes,
let your heart be ignited in confident assurance that God is good and he has a good plan for your life. Let's close with this. I love this verse. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, we live by faith, not by sight. And I looked up that word sight, what that really means, and it's the word eidos. And it's not just a seeing with the eyes. It's an appearance, a fashion, a shape, an outward show, a kind. Isn't that amazing? We walk by faith, not by sight. Mm-hmm. In other words, outward appearance.
Yeah.
Sometimes we feel like we have to put on this outward appearance, this outward show, to be able to be a man of God or a woman of God. But it's on the inside that matters. It's the substance of our hearts that matters. And God sees the substance of our hearts. Have you ever felt like that? Like you've got to put on a show?
Oh, absolutely. And especially in different seasons of my life, definitely. Even feeling like, oh, I got to be the perfect mom, or I have to be the perfect wife, or even in ministry, I have to be the perfect minister. It definitely has been there in different seasons of my life, for sure.
Absolutely. And it's like God is saying, you don't walk by the outward appearance.
So good.
You know, that's so important for people listening to hear. You don't walk by the outward appearance. We don't walk by how things look.
Thank God.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Sometimes things can look terrible in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
Things can look terrible, as Christians say, in the flesh, in the natural. They can look terrible, but we don't walk according to that. We walk according to confident assurance in our Father. Tara, just pray for people as we close here, that they would have that confident assurance rise up in their lives, that their hearts would be ignited in faith.
God, we just thank you right now for everyone listening. God, I pray right now that for every heart and every person's heart cry to be, God, let faith take the biggest room in my heart. And so, God, we ask right now that faith would occupy every heart, every person that's listening. God, we pray for an igniting of faith in Jesus' name. Lord God, an igniting, God, of dreams, an igniting of hope, an igniting of vision, Jesus, an igniting of the prophetic words that have been prophesied to people that may have fallen to the ground or felt hopeless or felt, God, will that ever happen? God, I ask for faith to arise in the hearts of your people today, right now, God. And God, I pray right now that every person who is listening, Jesus, would just walk with that confidence that we talked about, that they would have confidence and assurance to know that their God loves them, that they are seen, that they have an identity in you, and their identity is a son and daughter of Christ. So God, right now, we seal this time. God, we seal your people, and we ask right now, Father, take our yes. God, take our yes, God, and we say yes to you. We say yes to faith. We say yes right now, Jesus, in your name. Thank Amen. You, Lord.
Give faith the biggest room. Give faith the largest space. Let confident assurance in your God sit on the seat of your heart. This is Igniting Hearts with Benjamin and Tara. We'll see you next time for another episode.